Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education, and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Does Innovation Require Better Listening? Let's dive in. Here's what I see in classrooms everywhere. Students hear a problem and immediately start brainstorming solutions before they understand who they're solving for or what's really broken. It's like trying to fix a car engine while blindfolded. Today, we're exploring why listening isn't just nice to have in innovation. It's the foundation that transforms surface-level ideas into breakthrough solutions. Most of us teach design thinking as empathize, define, ideate, prototype, test. But here's the disconnect. Students rush through empathy interviews like a checklist, asking shallow questions and missing emotional undertones. Real innovation starts when we slow down the listening phase and teach students to hear what people aren't saying directly. When we skip this deep listening, we get solutions that are technically clever but practically useless. There's solid research backing this up. Constructivist learning theory shows students build understanding through active meaning-making, not passive absorption. When students practice deep listening, they're constructing knowledge about user needs, cultural context, and problem complexity. This aligns perfectly with Bloom's taxonomy, moving from basic comprehension to analysis and evaluation through careful observation. So here's a practical strategy you can use tomorrow, the Echo and Expand protocol. After any user interview or problem exploration, students must echo back what they heard, then expand on one thing that surprised them. This forces active listening and prevents assumption making. It works in any subject, from social studies community issues to science lab problem solving. Let me share a real example. A sixth grade class was designing solutions for elderly isolation in their community. First attempt, students immediately proposed tech solutions, apps, tablets, social networks. Their teacher reset with a listening-first approach. Students spent 2 weeks interviewing seniors, sitting in waiting rooms, observing without proposing. The discovery? Seniors didn't want more technology. They wanted intergenerational connection and purpose. The final solutions were completely different. Reading partnerships with kindergartners, senior-led hobby clubs, neighborhood walking groups. Same problem, revolutionary change in approach, all because they listened first. Here's your takeaway for this week. Add one listening checkpoint to any project. Before students can propose solutions, they must demonstrate they understand the problem from three different perspectives. Use sentence starters like, from the user's perspective, from the community's perspective, from the resource perspective. This simple shift changes everything. Innovation without listening creates clever solutions to the wrong problems. When we teach students to listen deeply, we're preparing them for a world where the biggest challenges, climate change, inequality, technological disruption, require understanding diverse perspectives before acting. Listening isn't just an innovation skill. It's a citizenship skill that will serve them long after they leave our classrooms. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Every time we teach, we're shaping not just knowledge, but the way students think and discover. That's what makes innovation a literacy for every discipline. Share this with a colleague who believes that too.